Looking back on January 18, three cinema greats who are no longer with us were born on this day. Oliver Hardy.
There's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Cary Grant.
Sorry, old man, too bad. Keep trying.
And Danny Kaye.
So they sent for a witch with a terrible twitch to ask how my future impressed her.
All born on this day. Now, do you remember this? Of course you do. That's one of those iconic sounds from the TV show The $6 Million Man, starring Lee Majors. It premiered on this day in 1973.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Nearly a decade later, one of the great Aussie soaps started. Sons and Daughters ran for 972 episodes and started on this day in 1982. January 18 birthdays, former Prime Minister Paul Keating is 77. He served as Federal Treasurer from 1983 till he ousted Bob Hawke from the top job in 1991. He was PM for 5 years.
That sort of combative dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest kind of society will not help us.
Actor Kevin Costner from The Untouchables, Field of Dreams, Dances with Wolves and The Bodyguard is 66.
What'd you expect?
Well, I don't know. Maybe a tough guy.
This is my disguise.
Tom Bailey, singer and keyboard player with 80s pop group The Thompson Twins, turned 65 today.
Oh, hold me now. Oh, hold my heart.
And Jason Segel celebrates his 41st birthday, best known for playing Marshall on How I Met Your Mother.
The only people in the universe who haven't seen Star Wars are the characters in Star Wars, and that's because they lived them, Ted. That's because they lived the Star Wars.
Finally, former Eagles singer Glenn Frey died on this day in 2016, aged 67. As well as all success with the Eagles, he had this solo top 10 hit in 1985. Remembering Glenn Frey on January 18.